Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great love of Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to take you off the broad way, place you on the straight and narrow way to heaven. The Lord wants to transform and change lives. And the Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. And we're here on radio to spread the gospel not only to those of you that's behind prison bars, but also to those of you that's out there in the free world, to let you know that Jesus not only will deliver a person who's incarcerated, but also he will get you free from the real problem, that is sin. That's the prison house of sin. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of people out there in the free world walking around in the prison house of sin. But Jesus come to open up the prison doors and to bring you out, that you have liberty and freedom. On today, we're going to start a brand new series of teachings talking about signs and wonders. Praise God. Coming from the Word of God. We would like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune in to this radio station for these series of teachings here on the broadcast. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith that you too might be a partaker of this wonderful power of God in your life. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Yes, signs and wonders. Yes, Jesus came into the world to bring signs and wonders. That's part of the ministry. Amen. Jesus went forth destroying the works of the devil. Yes. And I love that part of scripture because I come to destroy the works of the devil. Amen. You can see how Satan is just raging in our world. Amen. With so much violence in our cities and towns and communities. People are shooting guns. Amen. I'm telling you, taking lives. Once you take a life, you sure can't bring it back. So much violence going on. How that people are assaulting and raping, murders and thefts, people shoplifting and stealing and doing. Praise God. I'm telling you, it's a sad time. And the jails and prisons are filling up. Filling up with people. They're filling up. Yes. And then you got lawyers and all and things. They are dealings and what have you. And some of them trying to get people off. And sometimes you people trying to play games with the lawyers and all to get off so they can go out there and commit more crime. Get out of jail so they in prison so they can commit more crime. There you go. I'm telling you, amen. It's so much evil out here. But I got news to let you know Jesus come to deliver you from that life of sin and crime. If you're in gang activity, what have you? Amen. So many gangs out here. You got the Crips. You got the Bloods. You got the Latin Kings. You got the Mafias. That's to name a few. Some of the, amen, gang activity out here. And you got the, in some communities, you got the ones that want, the wannabe. Yeah, I call them wannabes. Because they looking at, amen, different types of role models. Bad examples, I call them. Amen. Influencing the generations to go the wrong direction. But Jesus come as a sign and wonders to let you know there's another side of life. You don't have to live the life of the gangs. You don't have to live the life of the streets. You don't have to be a man trying to shoot people and take people's lives, go into stores and shoplift and things. You don't have to do all that. But Jesus come to give you freedom, to give you so that you can enjoy life with victory and power over the devil and place Satan where he belongs, that's under your feet. That's right. You don't have to be a slave to drugs. Amen. I'm telling you, people just using drugs and things, trying to get high. But Jesus will give you that joy you can't find out there in the things of the world. Praise God. Amen. Signs and wonders. That's good for introduction. Let's get ready to go into the Word of God. Amen. Let's make a start in, amen, St. John 4. The Gospel according to St. John 4 and 47. Missionary Velvet, what did the Bible say?
When he heard that Jesus was come out of Judea and to Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death.
Now, Jesus came into the world to destroy the works of the devil. Now, amen, his fame went out, and now this noble man heard about Jesus, was in the area. He wants Jesus to come and heal his son. Amen. I'm telling you, hey, praise God. Because, amen, Jesus was healing the sick. I'm telling you, Jesus was destroying Satan's works. He was healing the people. Praise God. If, amen, you couldn't hardly be sick around Jesus because Jesus will heal you. I'm telling you, he'll heal you. And today in 2026, Jesus is still in the healing business. Praise God. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
Then said Jesus unto him, except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe.
And that's the way it is with people today. They want to see signs and wonders. We preach the gospel. I have preached the gospel here on the broadcast. Repentance. Ask the Lord to forgive you for your sins. How that Jesus will wash you in the blood, sanctify you wholly, and then make you clean so you can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. All of that's the gospel. That's power. But yet and still, people will not believe unless they see some signs and wonders. Power of God. I'll tell you, that's part of the gospel. Signs and wonders. Amen. Jesus went about doing good, healing the sick, performing miracles. I'm a preacher. I believe in signs and wonders. I believe in miracles. And the power of God is just as real today in 2026.
Amen.
Just like we read about in the Word of God. Because God don't change. I'm telling you. I know there's some people, there's a counterfeit, amen. I call it a counterfeit Holy Ghost running around in some Christians. Amen. And because their Holy Ghost don't work like the one we read about in the Word of God, they make excuses. Talking about, amen, signs and wonders died with the apostles. Amen. And the speaking in tongues died with the apostles. That's a lie. You heard me? Praise God. I'm going to let you know, Jesus don't change. Amen. I'm telling you, the power of God is just the same today. In 2026. Praise God. And people need to understand and know that. Glory to God. Signs and wonders. Praise God. Jesus went about doing good. What did the Bible say in Acts 10:38, Missionary Velvet? What did the Word of God tell you in Acts 10:38?
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth.
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth.
With the Holy Ghost and with power.
With the Holy Ghost and power.
Who went about doing good.
Went about doing good.
And healing all that were oppressed of the devil.
Healing all that was oppressed of the devil.
For God was with him.
For God was with him. Jesus went about destroying the works of the devil. Praise God. And I'm telling you, amen, I'm telling you, that's why I love to pray at the end of the broadcast in the name above every name. That is the name of Jesus. In that name, miracles can take place. Bodies can be healed. I'm telling you, amen, the Lord can work a miracle in your life.
Yes.
Because there's power in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Power in that name. Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, this is going to be a powerful message, a powerful message. We're going to, amen, pick it up on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the opening of today's message. Lord, look on the people in mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Block their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, though they're sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, I bind them demons and devils. Cast them out. Heal the people by your divine power. In the name of Jesus. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Lord, set people free from drugs and alcohol. Lord, set people free from the lust of the flesh. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up, say, thank you, Jesus. By his stripes, I am healed. Just, amen, give God the praise. Amen, sit down and write us. Tell us about your testimony, how this ministry has been a blessing in your life. Here come my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him. Like the song said, Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the one that can solve and fix anything that's going on in our lives. And he is more than willing and waiting to do it for you and I. We thank you, Lord, for those behind prison bars. Ella Holmes and I really love you, but Jesus loves you even more. And he have a plan for you. There is hope because of Jesus Christ. Don't give up. Those in the free will, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. And Jesus is the answer for you too. Remember that God loves with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I implore you, I encourage you to give him a chance, and you will not be disappointed. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself. The Lord will open up more doors where I can get into more jails and prisons, because prison work, amen, the problem is, amen, paperwork and being approved. That's part of it to get into it. And that's the part that all people had to go to as far as getting into prison work. So pray for us as we take care of the paperwork and things, amen, to get approved, to get into these places. Praise God. Amen. And those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Until next broadcast, this is Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go?
May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heavenbound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.